Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 247, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was, are we there yet? All right, well, we've got a lot of stories on that topic, and this one's going to be fun. I keep telling you this each and every week, but this one I think is going to be extra special fun. And so you may want to check your seatbelt as you're listening to this while driving, or if you're in the grocery store, you know what, make sure that your legs are in the little basket there as your mom is wheeling you through this whole thing. And really, this one's going to be good. So, by the way, if you need the text for the stories, they're in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Listen to all of these. And then whichever ones you know,
yeah, that was great, or I'm not too sure.
There's voting and all that, so whatever. But that just keeps your hands busy while we rob your house. So the first one that we've got this week is by Stephen the Nuclear Man. He's back, and he's ready to bring you this story.
50 years since we left Earth and our hollowed-out asteroids, so I'm 67. Thanks to hibernation, I only feel 15. They let me man the controls. I'm mature for my age. It makes the month rotation with my sister go by faster. I could do this for years and years and not feel anxious about getting to another star. Amy calls over the comm, quick and panicky. She doesn't answer when I call back. I hear a noise. One I've not heard since we left Earth. A zombie moan. Oh, I can't get off this ship fast enough.
Come on, those zombies aren't so bad. They're good passengers. They pay. They pay for passage, and they pick up a share of the fuel cost. Consider a zombie as a traveling companion the next time you have a long travel itinerary. I mean, it's a lot more reliable than, I don't know, say, Priceline. Thank you, Stephen. And, yeah, be sure to check his site. He's got some sort of thing in the, he's the editor, publisher, something of some cool thing. I haven't come up with anything for that, but I may take the story that I wrote for this and expand it, with, you know, some commentary, but you'll see. Not that, you know, I usually take Sundays off, but don't reveal the secret. The worst kept secret. Oh. Alright, so next up is Tom, and he's been doing some stories during the week, and he's got a whole bunch that he's going to release, and he's also the official arbiter of the Golden Monkey Awards, which I put up on the site. I put a list of all the people who have achieved Golden Monkey status, and I should probably sometime this year create a, what would you like, a refrigerator magnet, an ashtray? T-shirt? What do you think would be appropriate? Put your, if you are a Golden Monkey, recipient, put your comments in the, and we'll, you know, we'll let that determine what it turns out to be. I'll put a budget of $2 million on this one. Or, okay, maybe 100. Here's Tom's story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Abandon All Hope. Burroughs' bark banged against the waters of hell. Actually, it's the waters between hell and the other side, interjected the podcaster. Are we there yet? Inquired St. Peter, rubbing his hands over a small pile of burning copies of The Naked Lunch. I think we're close. I see a less darker dark over there. said the podcaster, pointing to a thin line on the horizon. Suddenly, wave upon wave of hands rose around the bark, tossing rainbows into the boat. "What the hell are those?" yelled Burroughs. "AOL CDs," replied the podcaster. "Make for the shore before the subscriptions activate."
Thank you, Tom. That was exciting. There's this theme going, a little meme going through Twitter, edible authors. And so there are all sorts of goofy ones here. Let's see, who was that? Idea Juice is coming up with a bunch. Code Warrior Carling, Ezra Poundcake. And I contributed William S. Burritos. There you go. So Tom inspired that one. And so, Infidel Castro just retweeted it. Now my life is complete. Next up, let's see, who have we got? It's Michael. Michael has returned. He won last week, you know, so it's good when they win and then they come back and they get addicted to that victory juice going through their veins. It only goes to their veins. It never goes to their arteries or the lymphatic system. It's always through the veins. I'm not too sure why. But I've got this one by Michael that I'm going to have to hand over to the midget to read. So here's Michael's story.
Oasis Pub, how can I help you? Joe said.
Hi, I'm Eileen Dover. Harvey there yet? My husband Harvey said he'd be there tonight.
Eileen Dover, Joe thought. That's one hell of a handle. I'll tell him you called, Eileen, said Joe, hanging up the phone. He turned to Harvey at the end of the bar. Call home, Harvey. Eileen Dover is looking for you, Joe said, unable to suppress his laughter.
It could have been worse, Harvey replied. I could have married her brother Ben.
These people are sick, Joe thought, wiping away the spilled beer from the bar.
The funny part is I drank at that bar last night. Then bend over, I don't want to get into it. By the way, thank you, Michael, and you really ought to post that one up to the Drabblecast forums. Just look up Drabblecast forums in Google. That's a place where if you post in the Drabble section, sometimes people will produce those things for you and put them up in the Dribblecast, which is the fan fiction one. And there are some really good ones up there, too. Not to say that the ones here aren't, you know, y'all are good. I mean, you're rising to the challenge each and every week, but there's some good ones there, too. And every now and then I'll post one over there because, all right, fine, I'm a turncoat. Actually, Steven got one in there, too. I want to see who's next. Who's next to get one up on that feed? I mean, we've had plenty of practice here, right? Come on, we should be just, you know, running the table on these chumps. You know, Muncie Paw, I mean, is good, but still, and Muncie Paw won't ever come over here. Wimp. Maybe we should start a war between us and them. Or better yet, between them and us. Make it look like they started it. Next up is Zachman. He's got a... let's see, what's this one? I'm looking at... and he's got a special link for this one, too. So you'll need to check that out. So this one is the one by Zachman, and maybe we'll have him... He'll be our secret spy. He'll be our instigator.
This was inspired in part by Chris Moody's Primogeniture Anthology Project. TJ was happy with his life's work as spaceship navigator because space is even emptier than North Dakota. TJ could tell it would be a long trip when he scolded his future replacement and very young son, saying, "Our new home, the Primogeniture, is a multi-generational ship. We will travel for almost half a millennia to our new planet. You, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren are likely to have died of old age before even getting close to our destination. So for God's sake, please stop asking me if we are there yet.
Best exasperated ship captain slash dad voice yet. Thank you, Zach, man. And I'll be sure to cast you in my big Hollywood movie, Exasperated Space Captain Dad. As, I don't know, maybe the pilot. I'm not sure. But thank you, Zach, man. It's always good to hear your voice every week. It's good to hear all your voices every week, everyone. It lets me know that you're not dead. The problem is, those that don't come back, I assume you're all dead from the zombie plague. And you're on Stephen the Nuclear Man's spaceship, scaring the boy. Okay, I'm just going to shut up now and point you to, okay, let's see, what you could call him Fricker. You can call him Vincent, or if you're feeling frisky, you can call him Terrazabite. And here he is with his third, is it third week in a row? I'm losing count now, but 3 for 3.
Hello, this is Vince from Terrazabite, and my story is called It's All Relative. If you can figure out the hidden meaning behind this story, go ahead and put something in the comments below. The year was 1903, and time for the annual father-daughter hiking trip through the Rhine Mountains. Lisa Rill and her father were preparing the backpacks, while her mother, Maliva, packed a special lunch for them. Thank you, Mama, she said as she hugged her goodbye. She then took the hand of her father, and they began to walk side by side down the trail. After what seemed to be hours that passed by, Lisa Rill asked her father, Are we there yet? Albert looked at her with a puzzled look and said, My dear, we are always there.
Cool, and I like the background track. He's saying that bonus attachment, simple background tune I created. This is another goal of mine to make my own background music each time. Ooh, this is going to be fun. You can make ringtones out of it. Vince, what do you want me to do with the... Do you want me to start archiving those as well? Putting them somewhere? Or did you want to do that? Or what? Just, you know, put them on... We can put them on Google Docs or something. Share them on the cloud! I don't know. Maybe I'll start importing them into SL and using them in my storytelling things. Ha 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 ha, yeah. As long as they're under 10 seconds, of course. If they're not, then I can't put them in SL. And I have to actually mix them live through the mixer. Mixing. I need to get a new mixer. My goal this year, okay. Goals this year. Just found a good listing on Zillow for a place that opened up 9 days ago. It's a condo that's within our price range. It's a lot bigger than where we are now, but it's a small, you know, I love the patio, but we're never out there. So, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm just, whew, man. And okay, the goal also replace the ring. That's going to be Saturday, IW Marks. We've got an appointment. That's going to be, you know, an appointment for, like, you know, a $80 ring. I mean, I'm just getting 14K and a 2mm. So, I mean, just come on. I mean, it may even wind up being plated because I'm not about the fancy. I'm not about the bling. And moving over to sales, that's another goal. See how well that works. I want to go to SLCC. I want to go to my dad's 70th birthday. I need to get to 180 pounds, and believe me, I know I've eaten quite a bit this weekend, but good news is it's all coming out. Oh, man, walking to the grocery store is going to be like shooting craps. Did I get off on a ramble again? Sorry. Here's Am Early with her story, and you can just, you know, skip ahead to this if you're listening to this for a second time. Or a third time, but the fourth time I want you to listen to this. So here's Am Early's story. Listen to it all the way through. Maybe backwards, too. Hear any hidden messages.
One more mile to the mall, my daughter declared. She is so smart and such a worrywart. I can't tell her things that will upset her, or she will run to her room crying. I hope she grows out of this by fourth grade. Fortunately, I found a nice children's dentist near the mall. All I have to do now is to take the right fork in the road and not the... Mommy! The mall's in the left lane! We're going afterwards. After? After? After what? I told you she was smart. No! And we'll report.
Thank you, A.M. Early. And, ooh, you're my new Facebook friend. Yes, I'm going all nuts on Facebook. Every time that Facebook suggests that I add someone, I add someone. So now I'm up to like 1,200 people on there. And, ooh, and now I get to sort them into lists and ignore a few and pay close attention to a few and maybe even do everything that some of them say. Ooh, wait, here's an update. Michael Heron wishes he had the I Can Sleep Till Noon gene. Oh, Mikey Pod. Sadly, no, but thanks to the miracle of genetically modified crops, the corn you're eating has it. That way, when the farmer harvests the corn in the morning, it's all done while the corn's asleep. Painless, humane harvesting, all thanks to science. I'm going to turn that into a story. So, there you go. It's all thanks to science. He's going to get mad because he doesn't like genetically modified stuff. But it is a vegetarian concept. And he was the inspiration. If you look up in the archives for the, what was it, the non-violent pizza and the violent pizza, he was the inspiration for that. Because he was saying, I'm having a non-violent pizza. And I'm thinking, what's a violent pizza? I don't know. It's just Mikey. He and I go way back. Yeah, I used to do stories on his show, and I tried to make them, you know, catered to his audience. And when he got the portable recorder, he did a shower cast because he was like, I don't know what to do with that. I said, well, record yourself doing a podcast in the shower. I don't know. You know, you say that you babble and talk in the shower. You've got the portable recorder. Just babble in there. And he did. And actually, I don't remember. I think I may have blacked out. Anyway, thank you, AM. And now that we're going in the home stretch here. Danny Dwyer has an important story for you. A few things about the way, the shape of things to come and the way of the world. And maybe even a cake recipe. I don't know. If you read closely, I think one's in there.
Are we there yet? Have we solved our nation's problems? Have we moved beyond the hate and polarization that rules our current political climate? Are we ever going to see the day when we stop shooting each other because our political ideals differ from one another? Are we ever going to start moving forward in a productive way, creating new things, exploring new frontiers? Are we there yet? Reality check. The voices of hate are too strong. Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, Bill O'Reilly, Fox News. Truth be told, this from a man of bad taste. We're never going to get there.
Thank you, Danny, for the wake-up call for America to rise above the hate and find new levels of hate. Oh, well. We'll never get there. We'll never get there. I want my flying cars. Instead, we'll have our flying cars, but we'll have hate radio on the radio, because that's what radio is for. Although it'd be satellite radio, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm confused now. Ah! By the way, Danny, if you want to... I don't know if you wanted me to put up your follow-up note, but if you want to have that follow-up note, put it in the comments. And all you people, when you send additional little side notes saying, I recorded this while wearing one shoe. If you want to, you know, put those little brags or achievements in, or your commentary, or this was the thinking behind my story, and you didn't record that, you know, this was the thing, go ahead and put them in the comments, and I'll approve them. unless, you know, there are dirty pictures in there, then I'll keep those for myself. Did I mention that I'm Facebook friending everyone? Actually, there is a group, or a page, I guess, of 100-word stories out there. And there are a few people that are on it. But it's also on the Twitters, it's on the Facebooks, it's on the website. I'm just trying to get everything synced so that it doesn't matter what platform you're on, you can effectively ignore my blithering and ranting on any platform you're on. So you can fail to subscribe and promote and boost and pimp as much as you please. I mean, I don't tell people, come on, you got to record it. This is share and share alike. Come on, spread the word. We need... No, we don't. We need each other, I think. And if we keep it small, I think we can avoid success and becoming egotistical jackasses like Leo and that Adam Curry. Oh, yeah, I've been saying that for how many years? Maybe I'll start believing. Yeah. Thank you, Danny. And here comes TJ. Now, I said I would stop making fun of North Dakota, but, well, there was something in the news recently about a 13th zodiac sign. You just know it was some North Dakota astronomer who, because, you know, in the city and in, you know, all the populated areas, you know, we have all these lights, so we can't see all the stars. And so, you know, oh, look, there, we can see sort of some up there and connect the dots. And, oh, well, that's a sheep. But in North Dakota, they don't have any cities or civilization, you know, worth writing about. So they don't have any lights obscuring the magnificence of the sky. And so they see all these other stars that we don't, and they can just lay on their backs and play connect the dots. That's a tractor. That's another tractor. That's oh my God, I thought I deleted that. And so they're the ones who came up with that 13 zodiac sign. So this is what North Dakota astrophysics gets you. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I can tell you I'm already enjoying the longer days, and this is car trouble. The light flashed again. Check engine. I did. I hit a rock on the road, and there's an open coolant leak under my radiator. As long as I'm moving forward, the fan is sucking cold air into the engine, but the holiday traffic slows as I approach the service center, and the lights are against me. Another red light. I shut the engine off and wait. It turns, and my car struggles to start again. Oh God, will I make it? Will I get stuck in traffic? Steam curls ominously from under the hood as the light goes red again.
Oh, thank you, TJ. I hope you never get stuck in traffic. I wish you flow through the streets of North Dakota. Well, actually, they're more like highways. Or, I don't know, maybe wagon trails. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever been to North Dakota. I've never been to Utah either. I've been told by a fortune teller if I ever go to Utah, I will die. Now, they didn't say whether I'd die in Utah, but if I ever go to Utah, I will die. So that means I'm going to live forever, which means the weekly challenge is going to go on forever. So there you go. So what am I on a diet for? I could be 5,000 pounds and never go to Utah, and the likelihood of my going to Utah will never happen because I'll be too big to go to Utah. Although, there are airplanes that are like tons and tons, and they go to Utah all the time. And trucks that are never in traffic. I'm not sure. Now I'm confused. Anyway, thank you, TJ. And, oh, great, now I'm looking on Facebook here. This is going to be just as dumb rambling as my bloody mad rambles on Wednesdays. Okay, so Kevin Jones is friendly. I mean, oh my God, the Lauren Simon, the guy who carved the most awesome pumpkin complete with handsaw ever? Yay! Actually, I had a handsaw through the head and there was blood coming out of it, and That actually wasn't my most awesome. The one where I took a drill and spelled out Happy Halloween in it, that one was cool because it lit up. And it was neat. And now this Elfay Pink Dot says something. Oh, Lord, what now? Okay, so, all right. In light of another charming demonstration of the Second Amendment being used by the common rabble to excuse the cause of yet another more deaths this week, please do me a favor and delete me from your list if you own a gun. Fuck you very much. My response. What if we own two of them? Elfay Pink Dot. Ah, thank you for being so honest. And goodbye! Man, some people can be so judgmental. Another story? Okay. This one's by Norval Joe, and he's going to plug Flying Island Press, which you should be a part of, because my stories are, they're not good enough for Flying Island Press. Anyway, but if I were to have a mad ramble and put that to a, would it work in writing? I don't know, it's more of a Gene Shepherd. It's like a neurotic Gene Shepherd. If you were to put me on radio at like from 1 to 2 in the morning, I think some of this would kind of work. It wouldn't be a call-in show, though, because, well, maybe I'd have people call in and just let them say like 5 seconds of stuff and then play off of it. Or I'd have like a chat room where I'd like react to Facebook and Twitter updates and just kind of, I don't know, what do you think? I think I should try, find a low-power station out there that's willing to, maybe, I don't know, I've always thought about that. You'd call it the crazy man.
I don't know, I'm just a rambling, babbling crazy man, and I just don't know what I'm talking about, and get your stuff out of my lawn. I don't have a lawn. Oh, crap, I built a house on a golf course. What? Yeah, you broke my window again, you son of a bitch. And that kind of thing. Whatever, maybe I'll start doing one of those kind of things in SL, where it's just an hour of rambling babble. Or not. I don't know. That's what I do with the Cinchcast, although it's starting to rain. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to Kroger or not. I need to get the sun-dried tomatoes and the bacon bits. Sun-dried tomatoes. Oh, man, those are really making the salads now. I add an ingredient, then I remove an ingredient, then I add... I haven't done celery for a while. And I haven't done carrots, because carrots are like crunch, 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 I've cracked. So here we go with Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 247 with the prompt of, Are We There Yet? Here's my story. Leanna wiped the sweat from her forehead, pushed a stray lock of hair back up into her bonnet, and leaned on her older sister, Aletha, who tried to push her away. Dad, she whined, it's hot. My feet hurt. I'm sweating and tired. Are we there yet? George Donner removed his hat and ran his fingers through his hair as he surveyed the low rolling hills of the countryside. Well, he said, we just left Independence, Missouri this morning, so we still have about 2,000 miles to Sutter's Fort. Just keep walking, and we'll be in California in no time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And God bless you. You know, that I know that I've accomplished something each and every week when I hear that harmonica blow. It gives me goosebumps, or maybe the fact that it's kind of cold out and I'm just, got this thin blanket around me. I should get a thicker. I should wear the Cypress Rosewood's mom's blanket that, the one that she gave me. That's thick and it's got kitty cats on it. But the problem is, it's got kitty cats on it. All three of the cats are on the bed and they're all curled up and they're all, and missed. She's just silly when she flops on the bed. But the problem is, it's hard to take a photo of her. And if I use the flash, it wakes all three of them up. And they're all like, and it pisses them off. And Nardo's like, pet me, pet me. It's like, great. So they're all on the bed, if you're wondering. No, they're not dead yet. It was a little bit of a scare this week. There was a note on the door that said, unauthorized animals. And I asked the cats, are you authorized? And they, they didn't have an answer to that. And I was like, let me check your papers. And no, they're just shaking us down for a bigger pet deposit, which is, give it. But it's like, come on, they're going to shake us down every month for something. And I was like, oh, you're
white, or something like that. Or, you're voting something. We don't care what, you're voting. I don't know. So, anyway, that's... Oh, there's one more story? Oh, my God. Okay, one more story. Oh, God, it's by Planet Z. I'm actually reading through this one. It's not that bad. Well, anyway, here's Planet Z to round things out.
One hour till opening. Time to inspect World of the Future. I activate the systems and step onto the moving sidewalk. The Anderson's car drives up.
Are we there yet? Asks Jimmy Anderson. Are we in the future yet?
No, Jimmy, I say with Dad Anderson. We aren't. The corporate sponsor's gadgets line both sides of the walkway. The Anderson spaceship rockets up.
Are we there yet? Asks Jimmy Anderson. Are we in the future yet?
No, Jimmy, I say, ignoring Dad Anderson. But there's plenty of crap to sell until then. Future's ready, I say over the radio, grimacing.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories asking, are we there yet? And you know what? We have arrived in the future. We're at the end of the Weekly Challenge 247 for the 100 Word Stories podcast. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this one. And those of you who aren't a part of it, well, I want to see a doctor's note. Of course, it could be, you know, Dr. Julius Irving. Be Dr. Love with a kiss of cherry. But I want to see a doctor's note. I really do. Come on. Come back. Yeah, you're not going to... If it is contagious, that means that more people will be a part of it. And pretty soon the whole world will be overrun by zombies. The show site is podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you can read the show notes, the text of the stories, if you can't understand a damn word that anybody's saying. You can also see links to people's stuff, including all the links to everyone who has ever been a part of the Weekly Challenge. That's in the sidebar. Plus, links to podcasts that you may like, storytelling ones, PRI, NPR, stuff that's not independently produced, stuff that's produced by people that may or may not agree with your view of the world. Challenge your view of the world, and then stick to it tighter. Don't change a thing. Also, you can vote for your favorite stories as part of the poll that determines who picks the topic for next week. Well, okay, the week after, because the topic for next week, I think, is I Saw the Light. Be sure to check the Twitter feed. That has the stuff in the site. Has it in the upper right corner. And Facebook now. There's a page. There's a link to it in the side. So you can like it. I like it. I like this. And you can add the page to your pages and see the feed, which doesn't quite work. And yeah, and I hope. And that's about it. I don't have any more mad rambles. I do the usual stuff Wednesdays at 5 in Second Life, which 5 Pacific. Okay. And there's a new group in Second Life called The Five Islands. And it's for all the stuff that goes around in the islands that I'm responsible for. I don't say own. I refuse to. But we'll keep up the illusion. And that's, you know, so you can hear that. If you want me to stream it out or record it, I won't. No. Live is the essence of the whole thing. So that's it for me. Thank you very much, everyone. And thank you especially to Guy David for over 1,000 episodes. His music has been somewhere in all these. And that's what you're hearing right now. So go over to Fix Waffle and see what you can do as part of the Fix Waffle experiment project thing. That's it. See you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, are we there yet? Oh, yes, we are. Keep it brief. Closing.